Nice to have him in too, the King, for the first time this year. Welcome, Duck.
Yeah, g'day, gentlemen. Just off the top, yes. I don't normally do this. I don't normally cut you off, JB.
No, but happy to be.
Are my ears failing me, or did I hear that Fat here
Fat
was doing some sort of session with Sam Wood?
Yes.
Please tell me
yep.
that it had nothing to do with boxing.
I'll tell you what. You hear me hit the gloves, you got no idea.
You mean hit the bag.
But no gloves. People were turning
around
50 metres away. They were just spinning around going, oh, Mike Tyson in the gym.
How long did you last, Bill?
I was good here and I was good uppercuts. No good up there.
As soon as they had to get above his shoulders, Duck, it fell away horribly.
Oh, wow.
What do you do? Do you do a bit of gym?
Yeah, a little bit of gym.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What have you got, lip gloss on or lipstick? What have you got on, Duck?
Lip balm.
What do you wear? It looks like lipstick.
Well, it's so that your lips don't get dry, Bill.
I saw you doing it on Saturday.
If you had any lips, you could put some on.
I've never, ever, ever put anything like that
on.
You do it every half hour.
You haven't got a top lip, though.
Well, haven't I?
Hey, Duck, let's swing on to footy because...
what an awkward way to start.
Exactly.
You've got lip gloss on.
We get you in to discuss footy. And what I need to ask you, gets his act together, do we place too much importance on round one?
Yes and no. It's important for a lot of reasons, especially for clubs like the Kangaroos. I mean, you want to give your members and everyone else, you know, you want to see light at the end of the tunnel and finals and you get more members. So for a lot of those reasons, I think it is important. And then for a group that hasn't played together, that confidence that you can get, and you know, in sport, confidence is a massive thing. So, you know, you can get on a little bit of a roll. So,
but we as assessors of footy.
No, as assessors of footy, yes, we get carried away. But I guess that's what we're paid to do, to have an opinion on it. And I can guarantee one thing, Bill.
What?
Now, I had no idea who was going to win on the weekend. I don't think many of us did. I picked three winners.
I got six.
That'd be right, Bill. Because you know nothing about... No, I'm not
No, well, that's half right.
But we do, and it is only 4 points, but I can guarantee you this. I reckon every team that embarrass themselves on the weekend, just watch for the response.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt in my mind that you'll get a response from every one of those. The Bombers, obviously, the Kangaroos.
Melbourne.
Yep.
But teams that were really embarrassed, and those two in
Melbourne
particular.
Melbourne were. Yeah,
Melbourne
were.
As well, yep.
Have you changed your mind on where they will finish after one round? Like Richmond with Rance. Going down. Have you changed your mind on it?
No, I haven't. Not with Richmond.
What about Melbourne?
I must admit it gave me doubts. Mm. They looked as poor as ever.
Flat.
But once, look, you know, what we don't know, and I fell into it, and last year I remember giving it a little bit more thought, we forget that Melbourne got to the prelim, and obviously the sides that didn't go that far in are a month better prepared.
Yep.
And that showed. That showed with a lot of the teams on the weekend. I mean, other than GWS and the Bombers, of course. But, you know, the other teams, they look sluggish. But I must say, I've never seen a round of footy with such deplorable skills.
Yeah.
And that's across just about every team that played on the weekend. The skills were horrendous from everyone. Easy drop marks, miss handballs, you know, really easy goals. Bill, everyone's talking about, oh, you know, the new rules and they haven't worked because scoring was down. And you know what? The reason why scoring was down because goal kicking efficiency was down 5% and the skill level was that poor was always going to be down.
I reckon there's more points kicked than goals. So what you're saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Also, what I got out of Saturday's call with you sitting next to the Duck and Jim and Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
But you were big on the immediate impact of the first gamers, weren't you? Friday night, the Cats, and then the game we saw, Melbourne and Port, and the four Port boys.
Well, that's the evolution of our game right there. I know in our time, and even, you know, early 2000s, can't remember too many players that debuted and had an immediate impact. I think of Chris Judd back then, he's a freak, right? He's one of a kind. You know, he had an immediate impact. So did Joel Selwood. But these young kids now, Bill, they come in, they're slight, you know, but they're quick. And I think they're probably better prepared. And the fact that the game has changed into a running game, sort of a more of an outside game, you can't intimidate anymore like you once did.
You used to.
The senior players would go up to a young kid. And remember Jack Watts when he debuted against Collingwood?
Yep.
I mean, wasn't all that long ago.
No,
what was that, 10 years? I mean, that's the sort of intimidation that a first gamer got. I didn't see one player. In actual fact, the first gamers were going up to Maxi Gordon trying to intimidate him. So
Butters, Zach Butters, who's this high. Yeah,
so that's where the game's changed, and that's why these kids can come in and have an immediate impact. The challenge is for those kids, though, is to do it over a whole year.
Round one last year, Bill, I can tell you that three of the four prelim finalists lost.
Righto.
In fact, Richmond were the only ones that won. Yeah. Collingwood lost, West Coast lost, and Melbourne lost.
But you, as Duck said, mate, you go for another extra 3 or 4 weeks.
Yep.
Plus, you got to put people out for operations then, so they're way behind the eight ball. Yep. I was just flicking through the television stations the other night, Jim, because I was watching the footy show. And on the other show over there, the
front
other
bar, the dominant is it? Wednesday night offering on Seven.
I don't know what it's called.
It's called the front bar on Seven.
And they had a great snippet of our friend Gary and this man here, Wayne Carey. And I want you to have a listen to how dopey, how slow the boy from Wagga is.
This morning, my very special guest is North Melbourne's champion young centre forward, Wayne Carey. Welcome to the show, Wayne.
Thanks, Gary. Great to be here.
Wayne Shorebush, a new coach down there at North Melbourne. Now, we all know that Jimmy used to play it pretty tough. What's he like to be coached by?
He's a great coach. We're training fairly hard down at North at the moment. It's a good win against Richmond a few weeks ago, and things are going well.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
I think someone might have shot me with a tranquilizer gun before I went in to speak.
They've slow-moed you. They've slow-moed.
That is me straight out of Wagga.
Well, that is Wagga,
that
isn't
is straight out of Wagga.
You had
Wagga.
The mullet?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Gaz wasn't too quick himself.
No, he had him on in slow-mo, and Gaz had sucked on a helium balloon. What's happened to his voice? Bill.
He's a great coach.
Who it is. Bruce McAvaney, Dennis Kimmitt, you never want to go back and hear the first time you're on air. It's horrific. Doesn't matter who it is.
Tell you what, I've had a good laugh about it, Bill, and a lot of other people have as well.
Oh.
Do I speak a bit quicker now?
Yeah, you're better now.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks,
so
Bill.
You're on it. You just talk a bit often, you're not that funny. hey, Sunday Rub, you're a big, big rap for Patrick Cripps. You love him.
I think that Patrick Cripps will end this year as the best player in the competition, if he's not already. Mm. I know, only after round one, but his ability to win the footy, and what he showed the other night, Bill, was he runner-up in the Brownlow last year?
Yeah, he was high up.
He was high up, I think he was, from memory. But this is a team that won the Wooden Spoon. Mm. They're going to win more games this year. He is just an unbelievable player.
Equal fourth.
And I know Fife was good on the week. Equal fourth, was he? I know that, you know, that Fife was in good form on the weekend, and we know what Dusty does and everything else.
Danger.
But Cripps is, he's a freak. He is an absolute freak.
Clarko, how was he last night?
He was good.
He's a star, isn't he?
Talking footy last night.
Best coach?
His records suggest that he's the best coach in the comp.
Well, I didn't ask for his record. I asked you.
Well, I don't know. He's never coached me, but on his record, I would say he is the best coach in
Pedantic.
The comp.
Pedantic.
The fact that he just continues to reinvent this, you know, this team, and a team that, you know, a lot of us at the start of this year, I didn't have Hawthorn in my eight. Now after round one, we're all saying, oh boy, maybe we should have put him in. He is. He's a great coach. And the other thing is he cares about the game, and he wants the game to be great. He's a lover. He goes overseas. He studies other sports to make himself and the Hawthorn Footy Club better. And you're right, there's none better.
Most of the indicators, Duck, that every other team rely on to win a game of footy, Hawthorn buck the trend. They can lose contested footy, they can lose territory, they can lose clearances, all of the things that if you go and ask the coaches, they say, well, if we win all of them, we just win the game. They lose them all and still win, and on the weekend won comfortably.
And that's what they do. They went over to Adelaide, in Adelaide, which they've done, you know, numerous times now, and they took away from Adelaide's strengths. And, you know, other sides try to do that, and they're not able to do it, and Hawthorn has this great ability. They're just so well drilled. And that's why the runners, Bill, and everyone's talking about the runners. Hawthorn are that well drilled.
They don't need them.
That they just know what they're meant to do. And I tell you what, if they don't do it, they've got a little bit of fear factor about their coach, which is another factor why he's the best coach.
I like it.
Because people are a little bit, his players are a little bit scared of him.
Like Craig Bellamy.
Mm.
Even
bellyache.
Cam Smith, who is the greatest player ever to play the game, still scared of him, which
nothing
is
wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with that.
Who else impressed you on the weekend?
Oh, yeah. Have you got
I've got the guy that much maligned, Bill.
Oh,
much maligned. Cam McCarthy.
Yes.
Cam McCarthy. He has had, there's two actually, both of those I was going to say. Thanks for stealing that. But he's gone through a lot off the ground.
Yes.
And to come back round one and just perform. And
this got himself looking better too.
And, looking.
Smartened his visual act.
Yeah. Haircut.
I know it's only a little thing, he looks like a footballer.
Yep. I hope he has a really good year. And Jack Watts. I'm not sure why he hasn't been tried down back more often because he's such a good ball user. He's a good decision maker. And I thought he was excellent on the weekend. And his interview after the game was superb. Just goes to show you what, a lot of people think Jack doesn't care about footy. Well, that showed you how much he does care. Let's hope he has a great, consistent year.
What's on this weekend?
I'm up to Sydney. I've also, for the Friday night game, but I'm also here for Thursday. I'm doing Thursday night for 7 as well, which is obviously the big one, Richmond and Collingwood. So can't wait for that.
You'll find that game will be brilliantly called. But the Saturday afternoon Twilight Saturday, Essendon. Are we not releasing this yet, Raj? Is it in
camera?
Camera.
In camera.
Jeez.
Don't mention who you're calling
All we can say is massive.
Oh, yes.
Massive. Yep. Who we're going to put together to call that game
I wasn't going to mention.
Because it's normally you and I.
I was just going to say, so they've gone and got someone bigger than both of us.
Given Bill the arse, and we've brought someone massive in, and what's this space?
He is massive.
Yeah. It'll be announced in a hot breakfast tomorrow morning.
Oh, I see.
Righto. He is massive.
All right.
Hey, how's Carter too, by the way?
Carter? Yeah. He's going well. He's, Carter. Noticed another couple down Geelong way actually named their little son Carter too. Get Carter.
All going well.
Coach Carter.
Coach Carter. That's it. All going well.
Yes.
Another one, or are you done? You think?
No. I'm,
have you had the snip? Haven't you?
I did.
Did you told the people that yet?
Well. I'm not sure it's something you want to yell for the roof.
No, yell it out.
I have, Bill. Yes.
How was it?
Actually, it was all right. Just had a local.
Bill's just tried to grab his tackle back.
Some people get put under, Bill. I'm
one of the few who haven't seen it.
All right. On that cheery note, Duck, good to see you.
Just on that,
he's a great coach. We're training fairly hard down at North at the moment. It's a good win against Richmond a few weeks ago, and things are going well.
Well done, Duck. Look forward to seeing you on the weekend.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.